Many clients I work with start out by telling me they are on some sort of mission to make the world a better place. Their goals are altruistic and intentions are to build awareness of their cause. Once I get hired to do their public relations, I get tossed into their project. But it's not just me forwarding their mission. There's typically other ingredients in the mix, like marketing and sales, investors and retailers, and suddenly the heat quickly turns up with the pressure to turn a profit instead of create a better world. Before you lose control in a pressure cooker situation, follow the directions of your ingredient. It's easy when you are in a pressure situation to find yourself conforming to the demands of the other ingredients in the marketing mix. What happens in my line of work often is that marketing teams want me to turn my publicity ingredient into a direct sales generator. However, publicity isn't designed for sales, but rather education and awareness. Yes, publicity can result in sales at times, but it's harder to track and more predictable. The pitch challenge today: when you are working in conjunction with different aspects of product promotion, stay focused on the directions and purpose of the tool you use and do not attempt to use one tool to accomplish all goals for the cause. Ideally, a marketing mix is just that, a mix of different promotional tools that have various functions and outcomes while working towards the same primary goal. What do you do when you feel pressured to make a tool produce something that you know is unrealistic? First, don't let the pressure mess with your head. Go back and review how your ingredients work. Share that with those you are working with and stay true to that process. Don't let the pressure cooker situation dilute the benefits you can ultimately bring to the cause.